Okay. We're in the eighth chapter of Hilchos Toin V'Nitin Halacha Gimel. We just started last night the topic of Chazaka. Again, that meaning the person who possesses the item that is being contended over, generally speaking, he's the one who's going to get it. So let's say Reuven claims that Shimon is holding on to an object that belongs to him for any sort of reason. And Shimon says, no, it's not true. So basically, since Shimon is the one who the item is in his possession, we assume it's his, and he makes a rabbinic oath defending his claim. And all the more so, if the defendant says, you're right, I have something of yours, but it's a collateral, and I've been holding it because it's a debt you haven't paid me, then again, the fellow is believed, he can make an oath, he has to make a stronger oath, and then he gets to collect the money, and he gives back the object. All right, that's what we've been up to so far. So the general notion is that if you're holding on to the item, you're in the driver's seat, and that's very hard for the other person to get it away from you, and you always could make an oath and could keep it. After saying that very simple law, the Rambam will spend the next number of halachas qualifying when we say it and when we don't say it. And we don't say this all the time, because there's many times where the situation would show that we shouldn't be assuming the person who has it, it's his. So Gimel will give us qualification number one, Gal will give us qualification number two, and then exceptions to the qualification, hey, etc., etc. But Med Varmur, when do we presume that the person holding on to the object has the chazak and the object is his? Now, there's two different types of items. Now, we have to be careful how we translate the next clause here, because we could misread it later on in a halacha test. The Rambam is going to go in great detail to prove what he's saying over here. Right now, you just have to accept the translation that I'm telling you here, as the Rambam will say it later. When do we say that the person has the chazaka, and because he's holding on to it, we assume it's his? B'dvarim she'enam asuyim lahashul lahaskir. Now, the incorrect way of translating that would be with things that are not generally lent out or rented out, which is the incorrect translation. It means things that were never originally made for that purpose, for renting out. Now, there are things you'll see that they're made for the purpose of renting out. Ram will say later on, let's say a huge, huge vats, where no one buys, makes it for his own use. But what he rents it out to people who are making big simchos, who need big vats. So it was originally made for the purpose of renting out. Other things that are made, you know, as an item for a person to buy. Now, it could be, really, you could rent out anything you want. But that's not the general thing that it's originally made that way. So when do we say that if the person is holding on to it, has a chazaka, and we assume that it's his, when we're talking about an item that was not made originally for the purpose of lending out or renting out? Because if it is, then we'll see there are going to be all kinds of reasons why the person holding on to it, not necessarily a reason to assume it's his, because the claimant can say, well, this is my big pot that I always am renting out, and everyone knows it's mine. And then we don't assume just because you have it that it's yours. It's got to be something that is not originally made as such. Kigon, for example, begotim, clothes, upe, these are things that are not originally made to be rented out. Uperos, and fruits, ukle tashmis, and utensils to make use of habayis in the house, udvorim shel schorer, things that are be done for business, ukiyesma, similarly. Avol dvorim asuyim lahashil ulahaskir, but things that were originally made for the purpose of lending out or renting out, afal pishem tachas yado shel zeh, even though the defendant is holding on this object. Vafal pishelo hishilu klizeh, and if the claimant did not lend it or rent it out to him with witnesses, still, we will assume they are the claimants if it's something that's normally rented out. And now the Ram gives us a ketzad, for instance, Reuven had owned a utensil that is usually was originally made to be lent out or rented. V'yeshlo eidim shehu yadolo. And there's witnesses who know that Reuven had it. He made it that way. He owned it. It was Reuven's rent-a-pot. Okay? And that's what it was. And everyone knows this. Now all of a sudden, Vereyosach li tachas yad Shimon. And now we see Shimon's holding on to this pot. Reuven toin shushol sacher. And Reuven is saying, yeah, it's mine. I lent it to you. I rented it to you. Now give it back to me. Now, Shimon says, Shimon toin, ato mechartali. You sold it to me. Ato nesatali b'matana. You gave it to me as a gift. Ato mashkanta b'yoda. You gave it to me as a collateral for something that you borrowed from me. Now, since this is a utensil that is originally made for lending purposes, and there were witnesses that it was his originally for lending purposes, so that outweighs the chazaka that the person's holding on to the object. So the Shimon who is holding on to the object, and he maintains that it's his legally, no. If this is the kind of object that was originally made for lending purposes, we assume that. Ela Reuven Neltel Kelyo. Reuven now, the claimant gets to take that item. V'nishba hesas al tana Shimon. Now Shimon's going to turn around and say, wait a minute, you're taking something that's unlawful because Shimon's still claiming I bought it from you. So Reuven says, not a problem. I'll make a rabbinic oath saying that I never sold it to you and that it's mine. More than that, v'afilu meis Shimon, and even if Shimon dies, and now there's orphans, who are going to, you know, what are going to do with the orphans now? Still, hare Reuven no tel kelyo. Reuven can take his, he can claim from the orphans and say, it's mine. Usually we take the orphan side, but here, if it's an item that was made originally for lending purposes, we assume it's the claimant's. However, the kids, we give them a little break. Vahora ga'onim, and the ga'onim tell us, she yishba heses shetan liyarish. Still, the claimant will still have to make a rabbinic oath to the orphans, because we claim for them, as it were. They're too young to claim, and we would assume that at least he has to make an oath to prove that it is his. So that is qualification number one. It's got to be an item that, if you want to say chazaka helps, it was an item that was not originally made for lending and renting, and now you're holding on to it, we assume it's yours. But if it's an item that was originally made for renting or lending, the fact that you have it doesn't mean anything. You most likely got it through renting or lending. When we know the claimant has witnesses that it was originally his with witnesses. Now, there's a second qualification. Even if he has that, still not enough. But madvar mamurim, it's a second qualification where we take it away from the one who has it. It's not enough. It has to be an item that is originally made to rent out. We have the exclusion, but we need more. Keshahaya kliza nirev omed. If this utensil is out in the open and we see it biyad Shimon. Reuven says, you know that utensil you have in your hand, we see it, I see it in your hand. We're making a claim on that. Then we'll be able to say that he will, we can get it back away from him. So in other words, we could say the claimant can get it if it's an object that was originally made to be lent out, and the object is in plain sight. Avol im Reuven ton, if Reuven claims it's his, but he says, you have my item, but we don't see the item. The Omer is with Shimon, he says to Shimon, Kli ploni yeshu b'yocha, I know you have my utensil. V'socher hu, and I rented it out to you. Hotziyalai, give it back to me. For Ashley Adam Shu Yaduli, and there's witness that no, that was mine that was made to rent out. Still in all. But the Omer lo Shimon. But Shimon says, you know what? Atomachar. Now we don't see the object. We don't see the object. Now Shimon has a lot of potential lies. If he wanted to lie, he could have said a lot of things. Because we don't know that he has it. But he says, Atomachartali, you sold it to me. Atonasatu Natan, you gave it to me as a gift. Then Neman, he is believed and he can hold on to it. V'nishba Shimon Shvuas Heses. And Shimon makes a rabbinic oath. Why? Because he has a migul. He could, if he wanted to lie, he could make a better lie. Mitoch Shiyoch Alomer, he could have said, Lo Hayud Rimu, I don't know what you're talking about. And there's no item that we're pointing to. And therefore, since he has a better taina, he gets to keep it. V'ein biyadi klum, he could have said, I don't have anything of your stuff. I didn't borrow, I didn't rent. Since he could have said that, Neman Lomar, therefore he's believed when he says, Sheyesh no etzli, yes, I have it, but v'atomachartali, but you sold it to me. So in other words, for us to break the chazaka, we need two qualifications. Number one, it's an item that was originally made to be lent or rented out. And number two, the item is in plain sight. He says, that item that you've got in your, you see it right now, that's mine. And I got witnesses that said I originally built it that way. Then he will win out the claim from him. Okay, here we go. We're now on Halacha Hey. Okay, now, Ein kol advarim ele amurim, everything we said above only applies. Ela shahoya bal hakli toyen, when the claimant says, ani hefkarti etzlach, o shehishaltiu etzlach, that I left it to you to watch, or I lent it to you. And, what can happen there. Avolim ton, Shekliza hoya shali. But what if he claims that this is my utensil, v'nignav, and it was stolen, o avad, or it was lost, o nigzal, was stolen through armed robbers, v'hevi eidim shehu yadu alo, and he brings witnesses that clearly say that it was his. Okay, now this would be enough normally to get this out from the fellow. Again, we're talking about things that were originally made to be lent out. So the chazaka should be taken away from in this situation, right? However, and the item is there, okay? And he's saying, you know, you've got the item. V'zeh shetachas yodomer, but this guy who has it there, he says, Einyada, I really don't know if it was stolen from you. I really don't know anything. But I do know one thing. Other people sold it to me. I gave it to me for a gift. And I'm not claiming that I got it from you lawfully. I got it from somebody else. Even though this type of item that is made originally to lend out, and the chazaka would normally not help for the person who has it, still, we leave it with the fellow in whose hands it is. Ve'ena nishba klal. He doesn't have to make an oath. Sherei ein lo tohen, because he really doesn't have any claim against him. Okay? It's not where he's saying that it's in his hands and he agrees to it, and but that he didn't borrow it. He said the guy is just saying one thing. The claimant is saying, my item was stolen.
He's not accusing him, though.
Right? Now, you've got it, but, you know, and the guy says, listen, man, that's your problem. I'm not dealing with it. Even if you have witness it was yours, that's really not my problem. And therefore, if you're coming to me and saying, I took something from you, then there's something to talk about over here. And if he's saying, I lent it to you, and really it's mine, okay, then I lose my chazaka. But here, where you're just saying that... he's not saying these things. He's saying, listen, this is mine. I don't know what you're doing with it. It got stolen. Somehow it got out of my possession. And the guy says, very nice. I don't know anything about it. All I know is somebody once sold it to me. And that's it. So therefore, it's not a direct... In other words, the way to get it out of him is saying something that lends itself to what the original item was made for. It was made for lending out. And he's saying, I lent it to you. And the guy now makes a different claim, but he's not claiming I lent it to you. So therefore, since there's no claim over there, so the claimant's his claim doesn't relate to the utensils that are in his hands, because he didn't say I lent it to you or I rent it to you. And so you say it got stolen. Very nice. There's nothing new with me.
So what happens if he could? There's two things that have to happen. Because even if he had an identifying feature on it, he could say, well, it doesn't matter. I realize that. It doesn't matter. But let's say there's witnesses who saw it being stolen. They don't know who stole it, but they saw it being stolen. And this guy has
identified. Well, we don't have any. We don't in
but
this case.
But if they did, then
well,
then
we'll
would
see.
Be
there will be some cases. I think he's going to get to that.
Okay.
Okay. But that's not the case right
no,
now.
So
now we go back to the default position of the chazaka that he has, and it doesn't even have to make an oath because he's not making a direct claim on him. Yeah. He's not saying you did anything to my thing, right. So he's off the hook. All right, that is what that was. Hey, vav. Now yatsa labalim harishonim. Let's say they go to the first owner, and there was a rumor. Chazaka miklaim shinim defu, that his they know that his utensils got stolen, right? And the guy who has it says, listen, I don't know, but somebody else sold it to me. But here there's a strong rumor, and the word's out that this guy's thing was stolen. Now that we have much clearer proof that it got stolen, the fact that now he's holding on to it, now he has to defend himself. The case before, there was no witnesses, anything that got stolen. I'm not saying there's witnesses, but it's a call. There's the word's out. And since the word's out, then there's a likely, it's well known his thing got stolen. So, and the guy's just saying, well, somebody else sold it to me. In that case, Yishav Azeh, the defendant swears, B'nikitas Chayfetz, he holds a Sefer Torah, whatever, Kama Hotzi, the defendant will say how much he spent from the guy who sold it to him, and then, so to speak, the claimant buys it back from him. The Yitol, and the claimant gives him the money, the Yachzer Akli Labalim Rishonim, and the utensil goes back to the original owner, Kamosh Brenner Hilchos Kaneva, as we learned Hilchos Kaneva, which we'll have to wait till we... we did it years ago. I don't remember. Okay. But so here, all right, so you claim it got stolen. You want it back. Okay, but I bought it from somebody, and this could have gone around many times. You think it got stolen. It could have sold six times by now. You know, all I know is I paid for it, and it was my money, and you want it. I'm not going to give it up without money. And the guy, if he wants to pay for it, can get it. And that's, so the guy
is... So basically he has to buy back his own stolen item.
That's right. And catch the ganav, make the ganav pay. But the guy, this innocent bystander, doesn't have to. That's claim one. Claim two. Ton, if the guy says, Ato mechar tali onasata. Now, on that claim, that he says it was stolen, I believe. I think so. Ton, if he claims, the defendant claims, Ato mechar tali, you sold it to me. Onasata li, you gave him a tana. Afa pi, shot the same claim. Even though there's talk out there it was stolen. But if this is now an item that normally is not made originally for renting and lending, then hareza nishba heses, he can make a shuas heses, the yamada kliba yado, and the utensil stays by him because it's not a thing that's usually rented. Okay, now putting these two halachas together, mikana talemit, from here you could deduce the following. Because really, if you think about it, in the first case, what did he say? Somebody sold it. Somebody else sold to me. In the second case, he says, you sold it to me, right? And now, what is he's able to get off with a shvuas heses and keep it. So it's interesting. Why didn't we say a migu from the first case to the second case? Mikana talamid, we learn from here, l'chomi sheishol metalamir, if someone has movable objects in his hands, even though he could say, I bought them, but if he doesn't say that, if he says, they were yours, you owed me X amount of dollars, still Yeshava b'nikitas chayfes. He still would have to make an oath with nikitas chayfes. And the migu won't help in this case because the famous rule of the Rambam, migu doesn't help to pot you up from a shvua. It only helps you to not have to pay money. And then he can collect and get money from the original owner. But couldn't he have said the other thing? If he did the first claim and said, why don't you give a migu for the second claim? We don't do that. And we see that in that case, there's no migu to get you out of making oaths, and rather you still would have to make the oath, and you'd get your money. Okay, Zion. Mi shahaya biyado dvarim hasuyim lahashal haskir. Somebody is holding on to something, and this is not a case where there's stealing now. There's no claim that theft happened. and the claimant doesn't claim I lent it to you or whatever. So somebody has something that normally is made originally for renting or borrowing. Even if the guy admits to him and says, the defendant admits, I know that you once owned them. I know you once owned them. But so-and-so sold it to me. On a Sunday for the Sunday, gave it to me for a gift. We know he had it out of his hands because we don't assume that people are going to have him. Even though there are witnesses that said that he owned it at one time, because this is a regular item, and we know a rule. A person would normally, people sell items. So the fact that it was yours, so what? This is not something that is normally rented out, originally made that way. So the chazaka stands, even though the guy admits that I know you owned it, even though there's witness in it, but it's a logical claim to say that somebody sold it and he got it from me. It's the same thing. We don't take it from him. I would imagine he'd have to make a shvus hesis, though. Yeah. I'd imagine he'd have to make a shvus hesis. Ches, tons of armalov. What if the guy claims and says, Shani, skarti loch ishatloch, I rented it or lent it to you? Which is just a continuation. Now we're talking about items that are usually rented and was made that way. Then motzino somiyado, we take it away from him straight away. That's pashat halacha. From hayu midvarim shem asim lahashal askev, if it's not an item that's originally meant for that, hareiz enish behesh shlo hishalo. The claim defendant can make a rabbinic oath that he never borrowed it from him, lo hishkilo, and he didn't lend it to him. Elomi ploni locha, he got it from somebody else. V'yamid kelev biyado, and the things can stay in his hand, because this is not a thing that is normally built for that purpose. Okay, just kind of chazing over the obvious halachas. Now, test is long, but very easy. All he's going to do is give the definition of these types of utensils that are initially made to be lent and borrowed, and he's just going to say it. It's very easy. Altita ben dvarim hasuim lahashu lahaskir ledvarim shedarkim lahashu lahaskir. When we're using this clause of things that are made to rent and to lend, don't confuse it with things that are commonly rented and lent. Don't confuse that. People think this clause means things that can be commonly rented. That's not what it means. Kemo Shator Rav Gadol, like many great people, made a mistake and thought this whole halacha was things that could commonly be lent or rented. No. Shekol hadvarim ruim lahashal arkamas, because anything can be commonly rented and lent. Afil chalukah shalotam, even a guy's shirt, umatzol, his blanket, umitos, his bread, ruim lahashal, can be rented. We're not talking about that. Avol dvarim hasurim lahashal haskar, when we're talking about the statement, things that are made to be rented and lent up, hemakelim shebinei osimdino, osinoso metchilis asiyosam. As if people originally make it that way, to rent it out or lend it out and to get wages for it. For ehem lebalem, the relation between that item and their owner is kemo karka, like land. She'elcho beresah, that he wants to enjoy the fruits of it, v'aguf kaim, and remain with the original thing. That's what land is. These utensils, ikor asiyosim kedei lanis bischarim. He wants to benefit from the profit he makes from renting it out. Kigon, what kind of cases? Hayyeris hagedola shel nechoshes, large copper pots, shemavash meves mishos, that are used to cook in feasting places. Ukigon kli nechoshes hatuach bezov, or copper utensils that are covered with gold, shesochen asolakala, that are rented to a bride, liskashibo, to adorn herself with. Shasius elo kelim enul chiris asmam. Because when they make these things, they're not to be sold. And the owner doesn't use it for his own use, but based in his house. Elashilam lachem, either to lend it others, kedei lahanas, to benefit from the reciprocity of the borrower. And sometimes you want to make a gemach. Yeah, you want everybody to be beholden to and to love you. Connect them all last year more to do it for money and to rent the legal so to get wages. Okay, so that's the long explanation of these items that were originally built for that purpose. That's when we don't have the chazak. Or we can do the same thing in a little different way. Even with any utensil that was made that for any purpose originally, But Yesh lo Eid, but now he has witnesses over time. Shumaskiro Talmud, he always rents it out. He doesn't use it. Umashilo, or he lends it out. That he always lends it or he rents it, then okay. Then it becomes like utensils originally made that way. So we have two ways it can be. Either it was originally made only for lending or renting and never to be used by him, or even it was an item that could, not such an outstandingly unique item when it was made.
However,
but we have Adam that testify. The guy's always been renting or lending it out, so it has the same status as that. Let's do one more halacha to finish the perek. Now, that was as a utensil that goes to the opposite spectrum. Uklishev Sedo Meruba Mishar. What if something, if you lend it out, the loss to it would be more than the profit you get by renting it out? Ubin the other Makpino, people are particular not to lend it out because they're going to lose too much money. Shelo Yashil, that they don't lend it out or rent it out. We have a chazak of the reverse, that it's not going anywhere. And whoever owns it, owns it. Kigon Sakin Shashita, a shechting knife.
Wow.
No one wants to lend that out. Lafika Rafilu Bobane Adam Shahiru Shisiloskios. Either people will say, you know, we'll testify, we see that you rent it out. I lent that special knife out. Still, Aim of Amachaskasa, the chazakah doesn't get nullified. Why? We see witnesses. Those must have been exceptional circumstances. Then maybe an exceptional circumstance for some reason.
Yeah.
You know, he lent it to somebody. He's a fellow shaykhit, whatever. But that's not the normal way, and that's the kind of thing we assume is not rented out, and therefore if there'll be questions of ownership, we'll assume the chazaka is to the owner of that item.
Right.
And finally, the Rambam is now going back to his halacha that he said before, that for something that is built in that way originally to be lent out, he's just going to give a proof. I don't know why he skips, goes back not to prove what he said in Halacha Tes. Raya Dvarei, I'll give you a proof to my words. Shei Rava, it's a case of Gemara. Rava Hotzi Zug She'osim Bo Hasarbal. Rava took away a scissors that was made to make special garments. V'sefer Hagod, in a special Agadadik text. Bidvar Masur Milahasir Lahasir. Once they found out that these things were oftenly rented, he went and took it away from the person. Okay? Now, why did he do that? Because they found out it was commonly rented, so they took it away because the person didn't have the chazaka.
Right.
It was a case with the Yisomim. They took it away from orphans. If it wasn't clarified with witnesses that it was something that they saw quite often, that the original owner was renting it out or lending it out, we wouldn't have taken it away from the orphans. Hashara Zugas, but other types of scissors, Ushara Sfarm, but other books, Ainim B'Klal, didn't say, would not fit into that category. Afal Pishen, Ruin Lash, even though they could be rented out. That's the whole point. You see, these things could be rented out, but then they didn't take it away from the Muchzik. They only did it when there were witnesses who testified that they saw it was often rented out. So that's the point. Because if it's something that could get rented out, then we shouldn't have a chazaka at all. But no, we only took it away when there were witnesses that said they saw often that it was rented out or lent out. V'davas are ikur gadol badin. This is a primary point in this law. V'davas shel tam. This makes sense. Sheroy lisman, we should rely on it. V'lodimbo, and judge by it. Ubaru lamot seidas. That's clear to those who find wisdom. V'roy ladayin lo sumos al negam, and a judge should keep this before his eyes. V'yolus, and don't mock this halacha as I have explained it. And therefore, it's an item that was originally made to be rent or lent out, or we see that it's continuously been rent and lent out, there is no chazaka on that.